The fifth day of the blessed month of Bermuda. The martyrdom of the prophet Ezekiel. On this day in the year 576 BC, the great prophet Ezekiel, the priest, the son of Buzi, was martyred. He was one of the four major prophets. He was born around the year 624 BC and was raised in the land of Palestine. He was exiled to Babylon by the river Chebar along with King Joachim, king of Judah, at the hands of Nebuchadnezzar in the year 598 BC. In the land of the Chaldeans, the Spirit of the Lord was upon him, and he prophesied about wondrous things for 22 years. He admonished the priests for forsaking teaching the people, and he warned them for God would ask them for their souls if they neglected to teach the people. He prophesied concerning the baptism that sanctifies the soul of the man in his body and softens his stony heart, and to make him a son of God by the descent of the Holy Spirit upon him. This can be found in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verses 25 through 27. Ezekiel prophesied concerning the common resurrection and the rising of the bodies with their souls, and about their rewards for whatever they deserve. Finally, he spoke concerning the birth of the Lord Christ from the Virgin Saint Mary and her perpetual virginity. He said, "Then he brought me back to the outer gate of the sanctuary, which faces towards the east, but it was shut. And the Lord said to me, 'This gate shall be shut. It shall not be opened, and no man shall enter by it, because the Lord God of Israel has entered by it, and therefore it shall be shut.'" He also wrote many useful sayings. God manifested through him many signs and great wonders. When the children of Israel worshipped idols in Babylon, he rebuked them, and their leaders rose up against Ezekiel and killed him, and they buried him in the tomb of Shem and Arphaxad. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day in the year 325 AD, Saint Hypatius, Bishop of Gangara, was martyred. He was consecrated a bishop in the early part of the 4th century. He was one of the great fathers who defended the divinity of the Lord Christ and his equality with his Father in essence. This bishop refuted the error of the Arian heretics and others. God honored Saint Hypatius with the gift of performing wonders, and he was called the Wonder Worker. He attended the First Universal Council at Nicaea in the year 325 AD. After attending the sessions of this council, on his way back to Gangara, Saint Hypatius was attacked by a group of heretics who waited for him by the road and attacked him and stoned him. And so Saint Hypatius was martyred, and they threw his body into a barn. When the people of the city of Gangara knew that, they came in haste to the place where he was martyred. They took the holy body and buried him in the city with great veneration. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.